All right, I would like to call the meeting of the Application Review Committee to order. Today's date is August 7th, 2020. Time is 7:31 a.m. Purpose of this meeting is to substantively review psychologist applications. Ms. Folks, would you call the roll, please?
Yes, Dr. Meyer.
Present.
Dr. Malott.
Present.
You have a quorum.
Thank you. Are there any changes, additions, or corrections to the regular session meeting minutes?
None. I make a motion to approve.
Seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Moving on to agenda number four, discussion regarding approval of psychology applicants. Oh, hi, Dr. Gill. And do we have any applicants present with us today?
I don't appear so.
All right. Then we're ready for approval to sit for the ECPP only. And I need to recuse myself from number two, Duane Kathari.
We probably need to do that at the full board meeting then.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. So I didn't have any problems with the applications. I'm not sure whether we could just move her to the consent agenda, Ms. Galvin.
Can
you may.
Okay. I did review hers and everything was fine with her application. It was a re-app, so it's been reviewed fully by the board before. The first one, you want me to go ahead and do the first one, Dr.?
Sure, thank you.
Yeah, Brittany Kendall. She got her degree from Midwestern in 2018, did a pre-doc internship for 2000. Everything else seemed in order. She's just applying for sitting for the exam. And I, if you're okay with it, I can make a motion to approve Brittany Kendall to move to the full board.
And seconded. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed. All right. Motion carries. Section B, requesting approval to sit for ECPP and licensure. First, we have Eileen Conway. She graduated from the school psychology program at Argosy in 2011. It was not APA accredited, but I didn't see any issues with coursework. She completed pre-prac or practicum hours, 1,000 in a school district. She had a verification and training plan. She completed 2,000 hours of an internship, also in a school district that was APA approved, had references. I didn't see any problems with hers.
Same here. Kristen Pereira, this is a reapplication, has been reviewed by the board before. I don't think we need to go into much detail. Everything seemed okay. This is, I think, just her second attempt, so.
Agreed. Next is Nicoletta Bela, and this is a new application after failing the ECPP three times. So her application's been reviewed multiple times and approved. Didn't see any issues with that. She did include a training plan a study plan for the ECPP, which included taking a couple of statistics courses as well as signing up for one of the formal study courses. So I didn't see any issues with that. The one concern was that she's requesting accommodations due to a condition. And she has a letter from her primary care physician but I'm not sure that that's an appropriate diagnosis or there's evidence to support the diagnosis because she's not sought testing due to several issues. Thoughts on that, Dr. Mallott?
You know, we have seen physicians write letters for accommodations in the past. And given the current circumstances, it's going to be difficult to get additional evaluations. And so since we have a physician and the physician has documented, I am inclined to go ahead and approve it.
Okay. You know. And do we typically do those to the full board or is that done in this committee?
Seems like we've done it, but Ms. Galvin could probably has a better memory.
Yeah, the committee can approve those.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Then I support approving it as well then. So no other issues with her application.
We got one more, I think. Janie Katz, is that the same category?
No, it's the next one.
Okay, sorry.
So I'll make a motion to move Eileen Conway, Kristen Ferrara, and Nicoletta Bela to the full board for approval.
I second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? All right, motion carries. And then I guess also approval for the 1.5 times time to...
for the exam.
For the ECCC. All right, moving on to C, requesting approval for licensure for waiver. First one was Jamie Katz, who has passed the ECCC but had not obtained a license. Dr. Katz was at Argosy and transferred to Chicago Professional School, graduated in 2019, so there's the residency issue, but we're able to make allowances for that now. Completed three different practicum site positions. Also completed a APA internship at Southwest Behavioral Health. Had references. I didn't see any problems with this one.
So, good. Yeah, I'm in agreement. The next one is Max Shannon, and he got his doctorate from Wright Institute. And I did see a lot of problems with his application. he's submitting an internship, which was fine, but he also is submitting pre-internship forms. And either there's a problem with what we received, or a lot of the forms are duplicated and they just kept repeating themselves. They're the exact same forms. So in the end, I only saw 499 hours for pre-internship. All of the others were the replication of the previous form. And we had like four sets of the exact same page. So that was a problem. And then there were some other where kind of the agreement part, and it looked like they were supposed to be different, but the actual attestation was the same. So that needs to be cleaned up. And then the evaluation, they said they didn't have, you know, the training plan, and we have seen alternatives. So they submitted kind of like what was the evaluation form that looked like. I would have liked to have seen a signed evaluation, not just this is what it would have looked like, because I'm assuming they used it throughout the program. So at least the final one, you know, I don't know if you need to see if they did it five times, you know, but at least the final one would have been a good idea. Plus we need to see verified hours, you know, beyond the one single placement that we received. Mm-hmm. And Ms. Folks, is there something in his file that, it just seems so odd to see four pages of the exact same thing. And I don't know if you caught that or what was the problem with that. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I hadn't caught it myself. I just inserted the ones that I received. I will go through it while you guys are reviewing some of the other applications and see if I can see if I had left out something or maybe we should come back to this one and let me give a look-see over it again.
Okay. Was there anything else you saw, Doctor?
No, that covered it. It was just that he's 501 hours short because we're missing all of the forms. But yeah, I agreed that all of them were the duplicates. So, All right, next is Tatiana Fedotova Klinger. Applying for a waiver, passed the ECCC, no license, graduated from Argosy in 2018. And there was, she has 1,500 hours of a postdoc with a verification and training plan, but no internship verification. So that's missing.
Dr. Meyer, this is Kathy.
Yes.
That would be my mistake, probably. Dr. Fedotova Klinger was previously approved for a temporary license, so I know we have the internship on file. Somehow I must have not included it into the file correctly.
Okay. So she was approved previously for a temporary file. Is that what you said?
Temporary license.
So she's already been reviewed. Okay. The one concern I had is that she did have a consent agreement under her LPC and LISAC license after she was temporarily suspended for her employment. And the concern was that her explanation differed a bit than what the findings of fact were on the consent agreement. And since it was due to some ethical concerns and boundary violations, felt that this would probably need to be looked at by the full board.
The only thing I'm wondering was, I think we do need to see the previous file. Because this is a critical one to see what the board determined the last time. And if we looked at all that and reviewed it, then we shouldn't subject her to this whole thing all over again, you know. And she has been approved previously by our board. And maybe we didn't catch what you saw, Dr. Myers, though that's very well the case. And then maybe we should approve and at least ask her to come. But we have a lot of missing pieces and it's hard to... so maybe we need to review it next month. So.
Yeah.
I can email you the, I don't know if I'm on mute here. No. Okay. I can email you the internship. I do have it. It was in her temporary license folder. And it was my error. I thought I had moved it into the, waiver app. I apologize, but I can email you at least the internship so that you can review it.
When
the documentation.
When was this, when was she previously approved?
Let me look.
I'm wondering if, was it before the consent agreement or?
It was, she was licensed, the temporary license was issued October 11th, 2018. So it was probably the October 2018 meeting. If you'd like to see those minutes, I think, I know that I did, in the temporary license folder, the BBHE license verification and the action were included. It was previously reviewed. I carried that over into this application so you'd see it. I can send you the approval letter for Dr. Klinger, and so you can see that the board did approve it.
At the time she was reviewed by the board, one thing I noticed is we see the consent agreement, but I don't see a letter from Arizona Board of Behavioral Health Examiners indicating she met the terms of the consent agreement. Did we ask for that? Because that was my question.
It actually is there. It's the first page of the, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I see that. Closed, expired, convert, release from consent agreement. Please review board order, board review, executive consent. Okay, so this is.
Yeah, the issue is her letter frames it as she probably shouldn't have reached out to him, but she was worried about his safety. Whereas if you read the consent agreement, she had already been told by her supervisor to not contact anymore, that the treatment had been transferred to another location. It's just, it's a bit different and a little bit concerning in my reading of it.
So here's something I would suggest. You know, there's some small, and I don't know if it's a similar case, but I seem to have a memory. So maybe I'd like to see the minutes. I seem to have some kind of memory with her coming to the board. I don't know, but maybe I'm making it up.
I have this mm-hmm. is Kathy. I have the same memory. I'm pulling mm-hmm. up minutes right now to see which one it exactly was so that I can.
Yeah, so I think in confirm. Cases like this, Ms. Folks, we should get the previous application. Yeah.
Okay. So. I will do that from now on.
Yeah.
So shall we just move her to the next board?
Well, if she has everything, then it's not fair to her. So why don't you do this? Why don't you send us the minutes of the meeting and the internship form, and then we'll come back. Let's do the others, Dr. Myers, if it's okay with you.
Yes.
Okay.
So let's just hold off on that section. We'll move on to D for approved supervised hours for licensure. First, we have Danielle McGraw. Graduated from Alliant International. Her application's already been reviewed. Internship at Southwest Behavioral Health, just completed. And so we received the verification and training plan for her postdoc at the VA. She's completed over 1,000 hours now, and I didn't see any problems with hers.
Same here. I'll do Dr. Sunny Jant. Dr. Sunny Jant also is submitting her supervised hours for licensure and has already passed the ECCC. So she's also ready to move on for licensure upon approval by the full board. So if you want, I'd like to, I'll make the motion.
Well, I didn't see a training plan for her postdoc.
It could have been in her previous.
We had that attached. The original one was there and it wasn't there either.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I didn't notice that. Let me check. Okay. Yep.
And Dr. Bela, welcome to the meeting. We have already reviewed your application and approved it. So if you have any specific questions, please let me know. But it's already been moved to the full board for approval next week. Still on mute. You're muted. We can't hear you. Okay.
Doctor, you're on mute.
Sorry.
There you go.
I said thank you so much for approving me, and I apologize for being so late. I had difficulties with the password ID, so but I finally made it. And it's so good to meet with you, because I've been in, my paper's been in front of your eyes so many times, so it's good to.
Well, good luck this time around, and wish you the best.
I have a question. Did you by any chance approve my accommodation also?
We did. And so that both approval of the application as well as the accommodation, and that will be before the full board next week for final approval.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. I had such a hard time finding a psychologist or a place to do an assessment at this time. It's extremely difficult. So I really appreciate you considering my doctor's recommendations. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.
You as well.
You too. Take care.
Thank you.
You're right, Dr. Myers. We should, we need the agreement. So I just looked at the hours. So we will need to.
Okay, so for Dr. Gent, we'd need to request a training plan from postdoc. So I'd make a motion to move Dr. McGraw to the board for approval.
A second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed. Motion carries. Next one. Temporary licensure from Sherry Kraft. She graduated from Washington State University in 2018, APA approved, submitted 2,024 hours internship from a correctional center. It was not APA or APIC, but she included a verification and training plan, had references. I didn't see any issues with that application.
I just need to make a small disclosure. I know I've met Sherry many, many years ago, but no contact since then, when she was in the master's program.
Okay. Did you have any concerns with her?
No. Okay.
So motion to move her to the full board for approval.
A second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed. Motion carries. Next one, F, approval for licensure by credential. Want to take this one, Dr. Malone?
Yeah. Dr. Brad Beebe is applying for licensure by credential. He has the CPQ, which indicates he's had at least 5 years of experience before a CPQ is granted. He got his doctorate from the University of Louisville, Kentucky, an APA-approved program and clinical site. So I had no problems with his application.
Nor did I. Want to offer a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve Dr. Beebe to go to the full board for approval.
Seconded. All in favor say aye. Aye. Opposed. Motion carries. Next, G, approval for licensure by universal recognition. First one is Barbara Burt. She was licensed in California in 2010, graduated from Southern Cal Seminary. She also had a mortgage documenting residency in Arizona. I didn't see any problems.
Yeah, her degree is questionable, but we've learned that that's not for us to decide. And she did not get her degree, in fact, says on the website that it does not lead to licensure, but California license does, so we will move her application to the full board. Our next one is Vina Fox, got her degree from University of San Diego in clinical psych. She's been licensed in Illinois. I didn't have any problems with that.
Nor did I. And the last one, Stuart Cooper, graduated from Indiana in 1981, licensed in Indiana in 1990, has established residency. I saw no problems.
Yep.
All right. I would make a motion to move Drs. Burt, Fox, and Cooper to the full board for approval.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Motion carries. If we want to go back to Dr. Klinger, Ms. Folks, have you had any luck finding?
Yes. It took me a while. It was in the ARC meeting for September 28th, 2018. I've just, it doesn't like my sending this to you. There we go. Okay. I've just sent it by email to everyone in attendance, Jennifer and Heidi too, and Jean, and both of our committee members.
What about Dr. Shannon? Did you get any, did you notice?
You know, I'm sorry. I looked through it. I did not find different ones, but I also switched over to Fedotova Klinger.
So maybe what we could do with Dr. Shannon is move it to the next full board and just request.
That's a good idea. Because it doesn't appear to be here.
Yeah.
You're saying that, so I haven't received the email yet, but you're saying that with the consent agreement was not addressed at the...
It was.
Oh, yes. Okay.
It was addressed. Mm-hmm. Let me pull that up again.
Yeah, I seem to remember that conversation with a psychologist, you know, so.
Yeah. I can read it to you since you haven't received it yet.
Minutes, sorry.
Oh, you got it?
Dr. Meyer?
I'm sorry, what's that?
I have the minutes. I received them. Did you receive them?
No, not yet.
That hasn't come through for me.
By email?
I think you're closer. Has traveled more miles. I don't mind.
If it was reviewed then.
Oh, I got it.
Approved, then I'm fine with moving past that. So I'm fine going by that decision in 2018. So it's just a matter of the, what
internship.
Else? Right. There's no.
Yeah. So she actually was present during the meeting and it does, I mean, there's no details, but it provides the board noted and you know, and so obviously she was questioned by the board at that meeting.
Okay, I'm fine.
And Dr. Flowers was there, so you know Dr. Flowers would have caught it.
Well, I mean, I wasn't on the board then, so there's been so much improvement since then. So.
Oh, thank you, Doctor. It's time for me to step down. Yeah.
No. You're not allowed to leave. Okay, so we just need to request an internship verification from her.
I'm sorry, Dr. Meyer, that was also included in that email.
Oh, it was. Oh, hey, it just came through. Okay. Perfect. I just got it.
Okay, so it was an APIC internship at a counseling center, 2,000 hours, so that's good. Okay.
Okay.
So she's ready to move forward. So.
Great.
So I can make the motion that we move Dr. Katz and Dr. Klinger forward to the full board for approval, and we request additional information from Dr. Shannon.
Seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed. Motion carries. I think that was all of them, correct?
Yes.
Yes. Way to go.
All right. It's almost a new record, I think. Moving on to agenda number 5, any new agenda items? To be honest, I have not had a chance to look at the training plan guidance, Ms. Pekonen, so I will try to get to that before the full board.
Perfect, thank you.
Okay. Right. Hearing no new items, is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Seconded. All in favor? Aye.
Thank you.
Opposed. Thank you all for the great work and for the scrambling, Ms. Folks. Appreciate you getting everything that we needed. So thank you all for your hard work, and see you in a week.
Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye.